Commentator Desiree Cooper would like to suggest that a governor is not the right person to decide if a prisoner on death row lives or dies.
When I was a law student, I took comfort in the notion that justice is a precise yardstick that measures everyone equally. But the more I learned, the more I saw that at every juncture, human frailties influence the law's even hand. We make exceptions for the young, the insane, the mentally incompetent. We soften the sentence for those who commit crimes in the throes of passion. Law is messy after all. And in the case of Tukey Williams, it's extremely messy. He spent more than 2 decades on death row, and now his supporters say that he doesn't deserve to pay for his crimes with his life, because he's been redeemed. But my question is, how do we know he's been redeemed? If we were interested in justice, we'd give Williams a new trial, not on the propriety of his murder conviction, but on the conviction of his heart. It's strange how we have this elaborate system of criminal justice to decide guilt or innocence, and yet when it comes to the life or death question of clemency, we hand the decision back to a single person, the governor, to look at William's heart and decide whether he has truly been redeemed. As his execution looms, I think there should be a way to try him on that question of redemption. We should hear testimony from the mothers who have shed tears over their sons who have lived and died as members of the Crips. We should try to fathom what the world is missing because of the lives he's cut short. And then we should hear from the children who have read his anti-gang books written behind bars, and from the people who have repudiated gang life by following his example, and even from those who bowed to his leadership and called a truce in gang wars. We'd hear from those supporters who say that he's turned his life around, as well as from his detractors who say the only thing he's turned around is his image. And we should hear from Williams himself. Let a jury consider all of the evidence and decide if he has truly been redeemed. San Quentin's death row houses over 600 inmates. Many of them must feel they deserve a reprieve because they found salvation too. By what measure is a governor supposed to weed through their requests and make decisions about who should be spared a lethal injection? Ultimately, determining what's inside of William's soul is not a question of his humanity, but ours. If a jury was necessary to examine all of the evidence of his guilt or innocence, then why shouldn't a jury, for the sake of his life, examine the evidence of his redemption?
Desiree Cooper is a columnist for the Detroit Free Press.